Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, October 10th. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by AmWager.com, a great legal online wagering site, legal in most states, covering most tracks in the U.S., AmWager.com, AmWager.com. Check it out. Great perks, great tools for the better. And you can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races Bets blog, by going to AmWager.com and clicking on Handicapping and Ellis Starr's blog. Going to start with the Champagne Stakes at Belmont Race 4, 1:58 post-time Eastern on the 10th of October. And it drew a short field of six, hence its placement early on the card. However, there's some opportunity here because North American leading trainer Steve Asmussen not only has the prohibitive favorite in Jackie's Warrior, but also saddles Midnight Bourbon, who opens at 6-1. The reason he's 6-1 is Chad Brown's Entrant Reinvestment Risk opens the second choice at 8-5 on the heels of a non-threatening runner-up finish behind Jackie's Warrior in the Hopeful Stakes. I don't think running second for the last 3/8 of a mile means much, so I'm going to take a stand against Reinvestment Risk here. On the other hand, Midnight Bourbon improved very nicely at this one-term trip in the Iroquois last month when sweeping to the lead of the stretch and outfinished by just one horse, the winner, while clearly second. The 91 Echo Base figure earned is right there with Jackie's Warrior's 92 figure, so they match up pretty evenly here. In the Champagne Race 4 at Belmont, 1:58 Eastern, Saturday, October 10th, Midnight Bourbon's a win bet at 2-1 or more. Box Midnight Bourbon and Jackie's Warrior in the exacta, and then play another exacta of Jackie's Warrior over Midnight Bourbon because that's going to pay a lot less. You want to have it twice. For doubles in Race 4, use Midnight Bourbon. In Race 5, we'll use V-Quist, Cantata, Joy's Rocket, and Day Out of the Office. And then a second double play here with Midnight Bourbon and Jackie's Warrior in Race 4 and just Joy's Rocket in Race 5. Moving on to Race 5, the Frisette Stakes, the Philly version, Juvenile Philly Division, post of 2:30 on Saturday, October 10th. And Joy's Rocket is the only one of the contenders likely to offer value for a win bet as she opens at 5-1. That doesn't mean V-Quist, Cantata, or Day at the Office can't win. They all can, but there's little point in betting any of them at likely 5-2 odds or less. Joy's Rocket is the speed of the speed as well, having led from start to finish in her first two, including the My Deer Stakes at Woodbine, then leading from the start before settling for second at the end last time out in the Bolton Landing Stakes. Stretching out to a mile, Joy's Rocket could easily run them off their feet early for Jose Ortiz and give Asmussen, who also settles Cantata in this race, wins in both big two-year-old races on the card. In Race 5 at Belmont on Saturday, October 10th, the Frisette Stakes with a post of 2:30 Eastern, win bet Joy's Rocket 2-1. Exacta, Joy's Rocket over V-Quist, Cantata, and Day at the Office. Turn around, play another exacta of V-Quist, Cantata, and Day at the Office over Joy's Rocket. Moving down the card to the Flower Bowl Stakes, Race 8 at Belmont on Saturday 10-10 with a post of 4:14. Lady Nay is a standout for me in this race because even though Cambier Park, My Sister Nat, and Civil Union are all great stakes winners, the first two trained by Brown, as is Lady Nay has the talent to go along with her heart. She's won 5 of 7 turf routes in her career, finishing second in another. And if you exclude the race in May, when she was returning from 6 months off and short of being fit, she's 5 for 6. Her last two were best yet, particularly the 5.5-length win last month in the All-Long Stakes. She's won easily at 9 furlongs, is bred for 10, so with Irad Ortiz Jr. riding for Brown, she's the one to beat. I absolutely love it if she would go to post anywhere near her 7-2 starting odds, especially with Brown winning 33% of the time back-to-back in turf routes over the last 5 years. Win bet, Lady Nay, 3-2 in the Flower Bowl Race 8 at Belmont. Exacta, Nay Lady Nay over Cambier Park, My Sister Nat, and Civil Union. Doubles, Race 8. Nay, Lady Nay, Race 9, Happy Saver, Tacitus, Mystic Guide, second in the pick 3, Race 8, Nay, Lady Nay, Race 9, Happy Saver, Tacitus, Mystic Guide, Race 10, Tamahir, Speak to Me of Summer, Selflessly, and Miss J. McKay. Moving on to Race 9 at Belmont on October 10th with a post of 4:48, this is the Jockey Club Gold Cup Stakes with a short field, but Mystic Guide and Happy Saver are 2 3-year-olds who are targeting the Preakness recently and have decided to go with this one, and top trainer Stedman Plitcher probably made a good choice. With Prioritize and Name Changer overmatched, there's only one other horse that could win, that's Tacitus, so these 2 3-year-olds have a big shot to beat the prohibitive favorite. Happy Saber is very likely to go to the lead, and as proven in the Woodward last month when Tacitus was beaten by Global Campaign. Tacitus is very challenged when a horse has an easy lead in front of him. He won the Suburban when the 6 furlong fraction was 1:10 and 8, but it was 1:11 and 8 in the Woodward. When Global Campaign was an easy lead, Tacitus could not get by in the stretch. Considering Happy Saver is making only the 4th start of his career, and his last 2 echo-based figures for both wins were 106 and 104, compared to Tacitus, 110 and 107, just a slight improvement gets Happy Saver the win. Mystic Guide rallied from last of 6 to win the Jim Dandy and may need some help up front to catch Happy Saver, which is pretty unlikely, but his Jim Dandy effort when earning a 108 figure was darn good, and he's bred to adore this 10-furlong trip as a son of Ghost Zapper out of an AP Indy mare. In the Jockey Club Gold Cup Race 9 at Belmont with 4:48 post on October 10th, win bets, Mystic Guide or Happy Saver, whichever has the highest odds, as long as it's 9-5 or better. Exact the box, Mystic Saver, Mystic Guide, and Happy Saver, and box Mystic Guide and Tacitus. There's no point in boxing Happy Saver and Tacitus. Moving on to race 10, the Sands Point, post 5:20 Eastern on Saturday, October 10th. Tommy here, Speak to Me of Summer selflessly and Miss J. McKay are all evenly matched, so we need to take a look at the tote. But based on the morning line, Speak to Me of Summer and Miss J. McKay are potential win bets in this 8-horse field. There still might not be much value in other bets. If we beat the favorite in previous races, there is potential for a decent profit of the pick 3, which I hope you played and hope we're alive to. And that may even negate the need for win bets. Speak to Me of Summer gets a mile preference as she finished okay from 7th to 4th last seen in August in the Saratoga Oaks at a mile and 3/16. But the cutback to a mile sharpens her late kick considerably. She won the similar Grade 2 Lake Placid before that at 9 furlongs and won twice at a mile before an irrelevant race in June when returning from 7 months off and being short. Rosario rode her fantastically in the Lake Placid. That's the effort I'm looking for. Speak to Me of Summer to repeat today for the win. Miss J. McKay ran very well behind Lighthouse in the Music City at Kentucky Downs at 6.5 furlongs, earning a 106 figure, which is rock solid if repeated here. She's been in the money in all 8 starts and could get away at higher odds in her 7-2 morning line, making her a good win bet as well. Win bets in the Sands Point Race 10 at Belmont post 5:20 on Saturday, October 10th. Speak to Me of Summer at 5-2, Miss J. McKay at 3-1. If they both make that threshold, a dutching tool comes in really handy. It does the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and your bets are proportioned accordingly. A dutching tool is free at AmWager. It's one of many tools and perks. Check out AmWager.com. Check out the Key Races and Bets blog at AmWager.com. And don't forget, we can play the exact in this race as well. Speak to Me of Summer over Tommy Here, Selflessly, and Miss J. McKay. I wish you the best of luck on Saturday, October 10th. Check out my other stuff. Follow me at UberCapper on Twitter for other blogs and other resources. And have a great day this Saturday, October 10th.